futures extended gains on Tuesday. ERS increased the U.S. beef export outlook for next year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 25th of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Tuesday afternoon, but the recent surge in cattle futures and wholesale beef values bolstered hope for higher prices. Cattle futures extended gains on Tuesday, supported by the previous session's optimism and the brighter outlook for cash prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 50 cents higher across a range of 10 cents to $1.17 higher, except for 55 cents lower in the back contract. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 50 cents higher, except for 2 cents lower in May. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.70 higher Tuesday afternoon at $244.30 a hundredweight. Select was $2.23 higher at $219.71. Corn futures closed narrowly mixed from mostly a penny lower to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher. Just a few weekly Tuesday auctions to report at press time, with offerings looking a little sparse given the holiday week and widely mixed prices. Steers weighing 450 to 549 pounds sold steady to $5 lower at Mile City Livestock Commission in Montana. Yearling heifers sold mostly $3 to $5 lower. Unweaned heifer calves weighing less than 450 pounds sold mostly $10 to $20 lower, and then $4 to $10 lower at 450 to 549 pounds. There are 2,542 head of cattle on offer. At Winter Livestock in Riverton, Wyoming, steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady to $2 to $7 higher. Steers weighing more than 500 pounds sold steady to $5 lower. Feeder heifers sold with higher undertones. There are 2,408 head on offer. Finally, steer and heifer calves sold mostly steady at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri. The exception was $5 higher for some 7-weight steers. There are 2,245 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher again Tuesday, with follow-through support from the previous session tied to positive news about COVID-19 vaccines and the outlook toward a bounce in economic recovery in 2021. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 454 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 57 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 156 points. U.S. beef exports for 2021 are projected to be $7.1 billion, according to the latest quarterly outlook for U.S. agricultural trade from USDA's Economic Research Service. The projection is $200 million more than the previous report in August and based on increased volume offsetting a decline in unit values. Overall, ERS projects U.S. agricultural exports in fiscal year 2021 at $152.0 billion, up $11.5 billion from the August forecast, and fueled by increased soybean and corn export values. The forecast suggests China will become the largest market for U.S. agricultural products next year for the first time since 2017. Exports to that nation are projected at a record high, $27.0 billion. All of that is shrouded by the global economic contraction and ongoing uncertainty borne by the pandemic. According to ERS analysts, expectations of real gross domestic product numbers have improved from the initial lockdown contractions, but recovery forecasts are still marked by uncertainty and prone to future setbacks. Overall, they explain global real GDP growth is expected to fall by about 4.4% in 2020. That's slightly less severe than was previously feared back in June. Global trade volume, which declined 9.2% in fiscal year 2020, is expected to increase by 7.2% next year. Those analysts add that the expected economic recovery in 2021 will be shaped by both regional and overall global success in containing the pandemic, in addition to boosting consumer spending. That's your cattle current market update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 25th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.